Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, I see you working hard. Wanna let you know and proud. Let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire.
Let me get my microphone right. Yes, yes, yes. How's everybody doing out there? Time. Showered. Lotioned up. Cologned up. I was right on time. That's the last 3 weeks. I'm doing good. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean. online podcast on Friday, October 27th, 2023. I can't forget the date today because tomorrow I know it's my father, rest in peace, my father's birthday. I don't really know how old he would have been tomorrow. I just know he was born in 1927. So I don't got time to add that up. Old, put it like that, old. I've been waiting all day to start this show. And as soon as the show starts, sometimes it seems like everything go blank. But you know, it come back quickly. It's like riding a bike. Doing a podcast is like riding a bike. Once you get started, or swimming, or sex, or anything, once you get started, it's all in motion. Oh, thanks to everybody that's on the phone lines. I see the people on the phone lines early. Thank you. People that's on the links, Jay Sean links, everybody that's out there. But something strange happened last week. One or two people, not just one person, one or two people said that why I'm always talking about side chicks and hoes and everything. So if you tuned in last week, you know, last week we didn't talk about side chicks. We didn't talk about hoes. We didn't talk about cheaters, heathens, or women is breaking up marriages. We didn't talk about none of that. To my amazement, when Blog Talk, that's the app I use, when they sent me the numbers, my podcast was only the numbers, what I usually average listeners on the phone and online, it was cut in half. Go figure. Now, how can my podcast numbers be cut in half? Because people didn't want to hear me talk about nothing else. People just wanted to hear me talk about side chicks and, oh man, I forgot the word. What's the word for a woman who break up a happy home? What you call them? I forgot. And somebody text me or inbox me. What you call that? When a woman break up a happy home, break up a marriage. What do they call? Home wreckers. Home wreckers. It was right on the top of my tongue. Yeah. So since we didn't talk about none of that, I forgot to call somebody for the show. I guess half of the people, they didn't want to listen to me. So I said, wow, that was a shock to me. So I had to come right back and I said, okay, well, let's talk about side chicks. Let's talk about home wreckers. Let's talk about cheaters. Shit, let's don't just blame the side people. Shit, it take two to tango. Take two to dance. Let's not just blame the side chick now. We ain't gonna do that. We not gonna just sit here on my show and blame the side chick. No, we not doing that type of shit on my show. No, not at all. It's everybody involved. Well, if they know about it. Or should we talk about the person that's going to get, or the person that's going to feel the most pain? Who's going to feel the most pain when it's over? Or when, you know what I mean, not even when it's over. Or when, if you know what, I don't even want to go there. Because that's corny. I don't even want to go there. this whole world is in shackles. Relationships is falling apart. Marriages are failing. People are cheating. The good people are coming in last. I don't even want to sit here and talk about who's right and who's wrong and who's going to win in the end and who's going to lose in the end. Man, fuck all that. I'm not even going to do that tonight. I'm going to keep it straight chase. Straight, how they say it, straight lace with no chase. That's how we're going to keep it tonight. We got some topics on the line. You know, I did my best. You know, a lot of people tell me topics they want to hear. You know, I got different topics. And we got the new thing that was good. We got the new grab bag where I dare you, or if you dare, to want to answer one of the questions in the grab bag, you answer one. Now, in the grab bag, it could be anything. But some of the questions on there are really embarrassing, in your face. Serious, unkind, unsensitive, but it's real. It's keeping it real. That's what it's all about. It's keeping it real. So we got the grab bag. So if anybody want to call and you want to press one at any time and dare to go in my Jay Sean's grab bag. And it's fitting that it's Halloween. So dig in my Halloween. I call it my Halloween grab bag. Now tonight, I got to call a couple of people. They have trouble calling. Just give it a minute. One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingies. Now, how many people know about that? Now, that's telling your age if you remember that. If you remember that, now that's telling your age. I can't remember the lady name, the white lady name. Oh, Phyllis Diller. I think so. Phyllis Diller. How many people remember Phyllis Diller? One ringy dingy, two ringy dingies. And I don't even know how that popped in my mind, but it did. People don't even know what I'm talking about. Phyllis Diller. Google her. She was up there with Lucia Ball. Somebody texted me and said, Lily Thomason. One ringy dingy, two ringy dingies. I remember that. I don't know how I remember that though. But anyway, yeah. So this evening, I feel pretty good. Early I wasn't. Me and my sister was out. We went to get some. Oh, Tomlin. Tomlin is her last name. Me and my sister went out to get some Chinese food earlier. And we rode around the streets of Patterson. If you never did that, trust me, it's something you got to do. It's a family joke we got. Me, my sister, her daughter, and her son. Only us four know about the private joke. But ride down Broadway from Barney Hospital to Memorial Drive. Swing over to Straight Street and take Hamilton Ave. Circle around Rosa Park Boulevard and Godwin Ave. And come back down through 12th Ave. And you'll feel like you've been on a, I'm going to say that. Trust me. You ever been to Great Adventure? You ever went through the safari? That's all I'm going to say. That's funny. But look, let's keep it moving. Oh, I want to give a for everybody who's out there, oh, man, we got a lot of people that's in the hospital. I can't leave them out. Our number one friend to the show, Miles Boogie. Miles is in the hospital. He's still in the hospital, 2 months and counting. He texts me and asks me, was I doing the show? So I hope Miles is listening. Miles, we send you a get well soon and a speedy recovery. We miss you over talking the host, cutting off the guests, nonstop talking. We miss it with a patch. You know how they say you never miss something until it's gone? Never missed your Miles until you was gone. Okay. All right. I got you. Everybody's sending me messages again. Here we go. But look, we got a lot of people in the hospital. I might try to go through the names. Lois Gilbert. I call her Gilbert. My sister said it's something else. Robert Clyburn. My cousin, I don't think she's in the hospital no more. Janice, I think she's out. We got a lot of people that, certain, not a lot, but my niece, husband, mother passed away. Deepest condolences. I don't know who else. Just a bunch of people. And I, like I said last week, the people that's out and able to listen to this show from the comfortability of your home, I mean, just thank God. Just thank God that you got your health and your strength and that you're able to, you know, to listen to this show. So you know what I mean? I'm here to brighten up the day. I'm here to brighten up everybody's day. And Friday night. But you know, with every sunshine is darkness. And you have to prepare yourself for that. We got a man running around Maine. Army guy is killing. He done killed 18 people already. We got the war going on over there in, I believe, Jerusalem with the Hamas, Israel's. We got so much going on. And then we got people running around out here like nothing is going on. But something happened today. Something happened today. When me and my sister... I'll tell the story before she falls asleep. Gas going up. Somebody said gas going up. Me and my sister was riding around after we got the Chinese food. She asked me, did I want to take our usual ride down Broadway? I said, yeah, I got time. It was about 6 o'clock. The show don't start to 8. Like, yeah, let's take a ride. So we went down Broadway. We made a right on Straight Street. We're talking about Paterson, New Jersey, for people who don't know. And then she pulled over on, I think, Straight Street in Hamilton. Not a good area at all. And she spoke to a white girl. It was a white girl sitting on the porch and a black young lady sitting on the porch. And, she's trying to be funny now. Okay. So she stopped. She double parked and she's female. She said, hey, how you doing? We won't use real names. So she said, how you doing, Janet? She said, you know me? She said, yeah, I know you who you are. And my sister said, well, how you doing? She said, I'm okay. She said, well, how's your brother, Bobby, doing? I'm using fake names, but. She said, oh, he died. He passed away in December. And my sister was like, wow, sorry to hear that. And then the white female said, my father died too last year. And my sister said, wow, sorry to hear that. So then my sister said, well, you look the same. And then she said to my sister, well, you look the same too. Now, usually when you double park in Patterson and you hold up traffic, people is blowing their horns to the marching 100 band come in, but nobody was blowing while they was having a conversation. So anyway, at the last minute, he died. So anyway, at the last minute, I recognized the white girl. I remember when she was a little white girl on the block I grew up on. She lived down the street. And I remember her brother, Bobby. He was a white, little white boy in the hood. And then we pulled off. The last minute, I was trying to say to her, I remember your brother, but we pulled off. Now, I didn't really say nothing else to my sister about it, and she didn't. Well, yes, I did. I said, told her that my father had paid her father $5,000 to fix the roof of a garage, and he never finished it. And I remember my father always saying that the guy ripped him off. We did say that. But then we rolled, you know, we rolled around and we went and we parked in front of my house, and then her daughter and everybody, you know, Nicole called, and then, you know, we was on a, you know, because you got the speakers in the cars when people could talk, and we, you know, all three of us was talking. And then I told Nicole and my sister, I had told my sister, and I told Nicole about a dream I had about me and Nicole and my mother who's passed away. But anyway, the whole time I kept thinking about Bobby. I had remembered this white kid. I was much older than him. He was my son's age. But I had remembered him. I remember him being a young white kid in a black neighborhood trying to fit in. And he was cool. As soon as I said he was cool, somebody texted me and said he was cool. But I also remember times I seen a lot of black kids giving him problems. And you know, and that's to be expected. The only white kid in a black neighborhood, just like the only black kid in a white neighborhood. And I remembered that. And I remember, you know, I used to see him. He was much younger than me, and you know what I mean? And I would joke with him, you know, about being white, you know, like, you a cool white boy. You're going to be a cool white boy when you grow up. And to him, I don't really know if he knew he was white, but he didn't want to be white. He identified as black, I guess, because he was in a black neighborhood. And this is not just his story. This goes on in every city. You got black kids in white areas and white kids in black areas. But I thought to myself, when, you know, this was a white kid neighborhood and trying to fit in. And maybe he did fit in. And he died so young. And then I thought for a minute, maybe color, maybe it don't really matter. because this was a white kid in a black neighborhood. He wasn't a relative of Trump. He wasn't a Kennedy. He wasn't a Nixon. He wasn't a Reagan. He was just a little Bobby kid in a black neighborhood who died in a black neighborhood. So I don't know if people understand what I'm saying. But times we tend to say black people, I don't know if Shadi on the line, I doubt it. He don't like when you say black anymore. But how many times we seen black people, African-American people, and you ride around in white towns and you look at the big, rich white houses and the mansions and you say to yourself, yo, why they got nice houses and how can they live like that? But we stuck down here. We stuck down here in the ghetto, in the hood. And they in mansions. I mean, sometimes it's like you could go right out of Patterson 10 minutes into another city, and it's a white city, and it's a white town, and the streets is clean, and the houses is big, and big lawns, and swimming pools, and stuff like that. And you wonder, like, yo, why do they have that, and we have this? Like, why the white cities, like, why they got big houses, and you know what I mean? Why it's so nice out there? And why it's so fucked up in the hood? Why it's so fucked up in the ghetto? Why we down here? Why the black people? Why we killing each other? Why we robbing from each other? Why we stealing from each other? Why we jealous of each other? Why we envious and got larceny and malice and everything toward each other? And we all stuck down here in the hood. We in hell. And the white people in heaven. Like, why? And then I kind of figured it out. I've kind of figured it out today. Little Bobby was white. Little Bobby wasn't in no rich town. He wasn't in a big house in the suburbs with a swimming pool and a butler and a maid and a chauffeur. Little Bobby was down here in the hood with us. Born in the hood and died in the hood as a white boy. Trying to be black. So how many times in our life have we tried to be somebody else? How many times in my life have you wanted to be somebody else? How many black people died in slavery wishing they was white? And wanting to be white. I don't know. That kind of just messed up my head today. I don't know why. I don't know how. But you know, you live and you learn. I don't want to be little Bobby. I don't want nobody I know to be little Bobby. I don't want nobody I know to want to be somebody that they not and die wanting to be somebody that you not. I want to be who I am. And I want my kids to be who they are. And I want my family to be who they are. So from now on, I'll think about little Bobby, a little white kid who died in a black neighborhood, wanting to be black. Now that's sad. Anyway, get off of that tonight. You know, I'm always on some different stuff. Wait one second. Let's see what I got here. One second. 1733, you live.
Yo.
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
What's up, man?
You just fucked me up with that, man.
With what?
That Bobby story, man.
Hey, well, you know what really happened? I changed his sister name, but then I messed up and said his real name.
Yeah, word. I was like, so, once you said Bobby.
I changed his sister name, but then I said his real name.
And then once you said the father died, I knew you was talking about the Bobby. I know. I'm like, the fuck? Nah, Bobby was a cool dude, man. Like, he came to school 20, and he wanted to fit in with all of us. You know what I mean? He was the only white kid with us. You know what I mean? And like you said, he had it rough. Like nobody wanted him to chill with us or nothing. But you know what I mean? He hung with us. He acted like he was black, man. Damn, that's fucked up.
See, that's what I mean. Like, so I thought that I maybe was wrong what I was saying, because I, you know, sometimes I forget. But he did catch it hard, right, from black kids, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like he was the only white kid to hang with us out of the whole block. Like it was like 30 of us. He was the only one that was white. And he had it hard, you know what I mean? But he still stuck around, and he acted like he was black, honestly. You know what I mean? But it was like, damn, that's fucked up, man. You fucked me up tonight. Shit. I'm speechless right now. I didn't even know he died. That's crazy, man.
We didn't either. I don't know. Me and your mother saw him today. And he just said he died. I mean, she told your mother that he died.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see the father just died. So that's when I knew when you said Bobby or the mother. She said Bobby died last December, and the father just died. I knew you was talking about my Bobby. You know what I mean? Like that. I ain't gonna say he's like my close friend. He's like my best friend. I had other best friends, but he was like really my friend. You know what I mean? Like.
He was your age.
Yeah, he was in my grades, and we was friends in second grade.
Wow,
he was in all my classes in second grade.
Yeah, and when I seen his sister, your mother was talking to him, and at the last minute, it registered who he was.
Yeah.
Hold on one second, okay?
All right.
All right.
Please leave your message for 97395.
I tried to call somebody on a sneak tip and get them on my show. They sent it right to the answer machine.
Oh shit!
Let me try one more time. One second. Hold on.
Please leave your message for 97395.
That's my brother. But anyway, hold on, Neff. One second. Don't go nowhere. 4785.
Yeah.
Oh, I tried to get you before you went to sleep.
Yeah, good.
You like that story I told about Bobby?
Yeah, that was a good story.
You didn't even know that was on my mind.
Well, I got another story about his sister, not that one. He had another sister. I was a crosser guard, and she was one of my my young kids that helped me cross. And she used to come to school with no coat on in the winter. And I used to say, "Why are you not wearing your coat? You should wear your coat." And she would never say nothing. I was like, and I pulled to the side and said, "You can't stand on the corner if you don't wear a coat." So then she came out and said, "I don't have a coat. Like, you can't afford to get a coat." And that taught me right then and there that you don't ask kids stuff because you don't ever know where it's going to come from. So that day I went downtown and I bought her a coat, a hat, gloves, and I gave it to her the next day. And then, I went to the mother house and I asked her. So I know the family, but like you were saying, not only were they, of a different family in a different neighborhood, everybody supposed to love everybody no matter what. You know what I mean? It don't matter. It's like if we grew up in a white neighborhood, you know what I mean? And they showed us love, some of them. Some didn't, but the thing is, you never know where you're going to grow up at. You just hope that, it turns out good. But Bobby, he was, like I said, he was a cool kid. I even seen him a couple of times as he got older. And, when we see each other, he was happy to see me. So I'm like, I got to see, him grow up. And, you never know how it is. Sometimes it's good to grow up with different color, and sometimes it's better to stay with your own people. But his life probably was multicultural because he got to see both nationalities, how they are. When a lot of people, when we get that point, they don't get to do that because they just stay around the same people all the time.
That's true. Well, here's the Bobby. Too.
Yeah.
May he can he rest in peace.
Yeah.
You wanted to do the grab bag before you get too tired?
Yeah, go ahead, knock me out.
All right, this is the grab bag, everybody, that I started last week.
All right, shake it up.
Where I got a bunch of questions in a bag, and I pull them out. And no matter what, you have to give your opinion. You got to answer the question. You can't say pass. Once you tell me to dig in the bag, you got to give me your opinion on it. If you dare. So my sister says she want to try the grab bag. You heard me? I tried to call our brother on the phone. He sent that shit to the answer machine fast 2 times, Lisa. He didn't know that number.
I thought you were going to try to call Jay.
No, I was trying to call our brother.
Yeah. Well, you know he ain't answering
tonight. He said that shit to the answer machine fast as hell 2 times. Yeah, I'm going to try to call him again. Watch. Huh?
And he might be listening.
Yeah, he might be listening. I ain't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, you're right. All right,
yeah.
I'm going in the grab bag.
Oh, I want to say one more thing.
Give me a drum roll, but
wait, hold
anyway,
on. Let me say this one thing.
What?
Happy birthday, Thaddeus. It's today is his 46th birthday. Yeah.
Yeah, happy birthday, Thaddeus. Okay, let's see. I got my hand in the bag. I got a whole bunch of papers in here. I'm going to pull out one. Let's see. Okay. This is not set up. This is real, too. Let me see which one this is. It looks long. Oh, shit. Why do you think Hitler killed the Jews?
I don't know. My take on it is that, you know, like you was talking about Bobby, I believe that he grew up with the Jews and he hated them as a kid. I think he hated them as a kid for the way they, you know, their lifestyle was and, you know, they believed they was the chosen people with God. And I, you know, my opinion is that once he became an adult and he received some power, he used that power like a lot of people do to torture the Jews and make other people do the same thing out of fear what could happen to them. But I think just deep down, he just hated them for being what they were.
Jewish. Okay, I take that.
Yeah, the chosen people.
Or Germans, you mean?
Nah, Jewish people was the chosen people.
Who?
Remember, the Jews were the chosen people by God until Jesus came.
No, I didn't know that.
I don't know why you grew up with Jehovah's Witness.
Ah, damn. You got to say that live on the radio?
Well, I mean, we heard it our whole lives growing up.
Hold on. Don't go nowhere. I'm trying to get my brother on the line. This is going to be a blast. Nah, I'm not going to say that. But, you know, who else I got? I'm going to get somebody else on the line, too. Okay, my brother, he said I could call him. All right, hold on, everybody. this is a good one. It's really going to be good. My older brother. Hello?
Hello.
What's up,
Jerome?
Not much. What's up? I didn't have my phone, that's why I couldn't answer y'all. What's going on?
Okay.
No, y'all. You mean me?
You did.
Me.
I don't need the voice. I know you told me to do a show too. I ain't
this
though.
My show. This my show.
He said it's
show
his show. Oh yeah, I know. I'm only joking. What's up?
Nothing. We was I was telling that my listeners, like, I was like, I'm trying to see if I can get my brother on the line real fast. Nothing.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm just sitting up here just talking. That's all. Like, we ain't just
ain't nothing wrong with that. What's your topic today?
What's going?
Here's why you laughing.
Nah, you don't want to touch none of those.
Y'all want what?
That's
you don't want to touch none of them topics.
Because you sound like a regular. You sound like a regular. Like, oh, that's what people say when I call them. They be like, what's the topic for the day?
I figure some reason you call me, I think what I might do.
I'm just messing up. Hey, Lisa. No,
Jerome.
Lisa, can you see the topics?
Huh?
Wait, let me see. Will it pop up on my phone?
No, hold on one second. Can you see
Brian,
the topics,
go on Facebook?
Lisa? No. I'm asking Lisa, can she see the topics?
Can Lisa be the topic?
Can I see them?
I'm going to let Lisa ask you one of the topics.
Go ahead. As long as you don't embarrass me.
No, we just keep it real here.
No, I know you do. That's why I said that.
Hey, Lisa, look on the page right from the topics. But while we do that, let's talk about something else.
Okay.
This is my brother on the line. So when I was 17 years old, I had got in trouble. I was in Patterson. I had the real story was I had got caught breaking into somebody's house, and my mother told me stay in the house, don't go outside. And then the next day, back then that's what people was doing. And the next day, a friend of mine, Ricky, his name was Ricky, he knocked on my window and he said, yo, I know a house and nobody home. And I said, man, no, I just got caught yesterday breaking in somebody's house.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no. I said, yo, you sure nobody home? He said, I'm sure. I said, well, look, go ring the doorbell, and if nobody answered, come back and get me. So he left, and then he came back, and then Ricky came back. Mm-hmm. He said he rung the doorbell, and nobody answered the door, so nobody was home. So I climbed out the window, and we jumped over the back fence. It was the house right in back of our house. That's what it was. I climbed over the fence. So, you know, on TV, I see people put tape around the window, and then you tap the middle with a hammer, and then the window was supposed to break and not make no noise. So me and Ricky put tape around the window, and then we tried to tap and break the window so it wouldn't make no noise, but it still broke, but it made noise. So I climbed in a basement window. Ricky climbed in a basement window. So it was some DJ equipment. So we was trying to get the DJ equipment out the window, and I heard something. And I said, yo, it sounds like I hear somebody upstairs. You sure nobody home? And then Ricky said, nah, nobody home. But he lied. So the next thing I know, a lady came running down the stairs. She had a butcher knife in her hand. And I never forget it. I never forget. She threw the butcher knife, and it's spinning and spinning. It went right past my face. I felt it shoot right past my face and stuck in the wall. And me and Ricky was trying to get out the window at the same time. I was pulling him, trying to climb. He was pulling me. Anyway, we got out the window. Anyway, make a long story short, the cops came and everything and whatever. They took me down, you know, whatever. I got in trouble, whatever. Anyway, mommy started calling people. She called Gussie in Chicago. Because mommy wanted me out the house then. So she called Gussie in Chicago, asked her, could I come live there? And that ain't work. Then she called North Carolina to Shug, her sister Shug, asked him, could I live there? Then she called somebody in Maryland and asked him, could I live there? And then she called you. You was in South Carolina. And she called you and she said, could I come live there? And then you told her, yeah, send them down here. So And that's how I came down there to live with you in South Carolina
yeah.
my last year of high school. You know what I mean? I never got to thank you for that. Even though
okay.
even though I still got in trouble down there. I still got in trouble down there. And I always, it's one thing I always remember about living with you down south. It's two things
yeah.
that I remember. I remember when on my 17th birthday, you gave me the Frankie Beverly and Maze, because all I was listening to was rap music, and you was like, "Yo, you know, it's other music than rap." And then you turned me on to R&B, Frankie Beverly and Maze. That's when they had that album Southern Girl and
yeah,
all that
yeah.
stuff. I remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I remember you coming to visit me, coming to see me when I got in trouble when I was in that jail, and you came to see me, and then I was crying, and you was like, "Don't let nobody see you crying in here, man. Like, stop crying in here." I always remember them two things right there. But anyway, Lisa, you ready?
Bruh, I'm not going to ask you none of those questions, but I do got another question. I'll ask you something else. So you, out of all of us, you know, you've been married the longest. So tell the audience, what's the secret to a long relationship, a matrimony?
Number one, you gotta be friends. Let me take your speaker off because it makes me messing up. It's messing up.
No, I can hear you.
You messing up? No.
I can hear you.
I'll say, you know, I'll just say, like, one thing, you gotta be friends. And be halfway compatible. It's hard for one person to be one way and the other person to be the other way, because there's always going to be competition, and down the road that'll be a problem. So I would say that's one of the things. And y'all got to have some independence. Even though y'all married, you still got to have some kind of independence when you go your way and the other go away. But not to the point that you take it to another level, but, you know, some peace of mind, you know, and try not to fight over money. That's the only thing I really can say, you know.
Nah, that's good. That's good, bro.
Huh?
Yeah, that is good.
That's good. Because a lot of people don't think that people should have separate you know, time to themselves, but you should. You should have enough trust that, you know, like, you go away, you go where you want to go, and then they can go where they want to go, and you okay with it because, you know, you have that trust.
Yeah. And I was saying, jealousy is definitely a no-no. When you be jealousy of me, you might just get divorced. Because that ain't going to work.
Yeah, I'm too jealous.
Yeah, he's jealous.
That's hard. That makes it hard for a married person.
And I don't trust.
I mean,
nobody.
Don't say, I ain't gonna sit here and say I ain't jealous, but you have to have a limit on it, you know. Like, you can't be like, your wife go to the store, you gotta go, yo, how long it took? You know. Now if she says she's going out with a girlfriend, now I say that in one way, but now it's different in another way. I say I don't play that girlfriend shit. And it was a guy, I wouldn't play that guy shit, because that's a no-no. Because the only reason I say that, because if you marry and you hang around people that don't marry, people always say, oh, that's not a bad influence. That's a lie. It's a bad influence. Because you might be married 5, 6, 7 years. You might start getting bored with your marriage. Then you start hanging out with your friends, which have happened to me. You know, I ain't going to lie. And then before you know it, you get wrapped into something you can't get out of. Then you might learn to regret it. Sometimes you're lucky. You get over it. Sometimes you won't be that lucky, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's why when people get married, I try to, like, shy away a little bit because, you know, if you live in a single life, no matter what, you have to respect that that person is married and they no longer think the way you think.
Yeah. But you also need a friend. Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Can you give our sister some pointers on what she needs to do and not to do to get her a husband?
I already have two husbands. Thank you.
What do you mean? Because I could tell her on air why she won't get one. You know our other brother who died, who rest in peace, Pete, said she'll never get a man.
Well, you know what? And at least defense, you know what I would say? Before you say some of that stuff, you got to look back at the person's life that you're talking about. Now, as far as my sister's concerned, my sister, that say at least, don't take it the wrong way, she grew up with a lot of brothers. And sometimes when you grow up with... Yeah, she did. I'm telling you, she grew up with a lot of brothers. So sometimes when women grow up with a lot of brothers, they tend to get a little masculine about themselves and they don't realize it. And, you know, and then, especially in the day, I would tell Lisa the day, because I have a lot of guys in the 60s and 50s, and men don't like aggressive women. And that's something women have to work on, you know, being too aggressive with guys. You know, guys don't like real aggressive ladies today.
You know, Lisa always say that, too. She grew up with all brothers.
Yeah, that's a lot of women, because it ain't just for Lisa. It's for a lot of women. A lot of women, guys got to understand when you date a lady and she got brothers, you got to understand she take things to another level, and sometimes she can be a little manly, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Like Lisa said, she watched having brothers. And sometimes ladies, like, you know, could they learn too much from their brothers about women?
She don't watch me, and she don't watch you, and she don't watch Pete, and she don't watch Bug, and she don't watch
and we don't,
so she know too much.
And we don't have a good record of being good guys. so that got a little, but I thought at least in the near future, just try to cut back on the aggressiveness, and then she'll be all right.
Yeah, but I can't. I'm not gonna be able to do that.
I know that.
One thing is because you know what?
No, I understand what she's saying.
That's a big part of me because you know, I always say that no matter what a person is, they have to accept that person, like you said, for the flaws that they have. Like you said. If I tune down some, I'm not really being who I really am.
That's true.
And then I can't really be happy if I'm being somebody else. Each one of y'all, my brothers, y'all all had different personalities.
Right.
I love all of y'all, but each one of you, the type you were, taught me. Of men that when I met men, I knew that type that was coming towards me. You know what I mean?
I understand that. That's why I said to you that, and for all the ladies that have brothers, it's going to be hard for them. I'm not going to lie. It's going to be hard for a lady that got brothers, especially if they close to their brothers, because the knowledge that you get from your brother make it hard because you meet a guy. You know from day one the type of guy it is.
Let me tell you something. You probably don't remember this, but the best advice you ever gave me, we was on vacation. We were young.
Mm-hmm.
And some guy was trying to talk to me. And you pulled me to the side. You said, don't mess with them. You know, don't fuck around. Don't fuck them.
I remember that.
Yeah, you said you on vacation. you can fuck anytime you get ready. You on vacation, enjoy yourself. And ever since that time, being a teenager, I remember what you said, and it taught me that you don't miss business with pleasure.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
And hold on. Let me, before I let you go, let me tell you two something I remember. I remember being young, a little kid, and this is something else I never forgot. And I used to put on mommy wigs and shoes and everything when I was a little kid, because I was always in the house.
Yeah.
Me and mom and Lisa. And yeah, and I always remember I might have been about 8 years old or 7 or 8.
Damn.
And I always remember you came in the house one day, and I think I had on mommy wig and shoes and everything, and you scared me. You told me, you said, "Don't never let me come in this house again." And you got on no wig, mommy wigs and shoes and all that stuff like that. Don't never.
You got a good memory, because I'll be get out of here.
Yeah, I always remember that. He told me, "Don't never let me come in here and catch you with mommy wigs on." And I always remembered that in my mind. Like, I always remembered that. Like,
no, cool. Well, I hope it helped you.
And from that day on, I stopped dressing up like that, like with wigs.
Oh, okay,
and
cool.
You know what I mean? Like,
that made me feel good here, y'all. And I appreciate what y'all. Huh?
But look, yeah, I ain't gonna keep you on the phone long. I know you are.
At least they the wigs were terrible. Mommy did have some terrible wigs.
Oh yeah.
God bless her.
Terrible. Man.
Yeah. I appreciate you coming on, man, for real.
Yeah, no problem. Just to I haven't been on the work, because I do the little racetrack thing. Today, every Friday, I decide to do it. And then some of your topics, you know, for me, kind of like I can't, you know what I'm saying? Y'all have some kind of weird topic for me, you know what I mean?
Well, look.
Is your wife listening to the show?
She might, but I don't know. She might. Well, when I be talking to you? Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
But it'd be kind of peaceful a couple times like this.
I thought she was with you right now.
No, she's in the room somewhere.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
all right,
look, thanks for coming on the show, man.
Rome, you know that tomorrow is Daddy's birthday.
I wasn't keeping
her
long.
I know. I don't think my dad all day today.
Yeah, all right,
I'm going to hold y'all up.
Oh, your daddy's birthday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey, brother,
yo, look,
breakfast is on you next week.
Huh?
Don't forget, breakfast is on you next week.
No, the 15th, because I'm going to the assembly Sunday.
Oh, okay, so the week after next. Okay, all right.
Unless you want to do it on Saturday, because there ain't going to be no nothing. Unless you want to go Saturday. You work Saturday to Saturday? No, you still got to do the 15th.
Okay, 15 is good.
That's good. All right, y'all. All right. I appreciate everything y'all said to me. It made me feel good.
I'll call you tomorrow.
All right, y'all have a good show, and thank you. God bless all y'all.
All right. Later.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
All right.
Wow, that was a first.
He's going to assembly tomorrow. That's a lot.
My living family on the phone. My brother and my sister. Our other two brothers passed away.
Yeah.
What I'm gonna do right now is I'm gonna take a quick break. But before I take a break. Everybody know this the time when I say if you want to dig in your pockets and give a donation to the show, Cash App, most of the time it's Cash App. My Cash App is $JASHONJ. You know what I mean?
donations is well accepted. It's nothing too large and nothing too small. We appreciate that. I appreciate the people that's listening. We gonna take a break in a minute. We gonna come back. We gonna deal with the topics. Hey, Lisa, we got them, didn't we?
Yeah, me. Look, me and my aggressive self.
We got him. I'm surprised he came. I'm surprised my brother came on. He like that was surprised. But as you see, I tried to get his wife, tried to get him to bring his wife on. He wasn't going for that.
Nah.
I was gonna bring her on. He wasn't going for that.
That's like Nicole. They won't bring him on.
Yeah, they won't bring them on. But look, I see all the people on the phone lines. If you want to go live, you want to make a comment about the first hour of the show, you got to press 1. Everybody that's on the link, I appreciate that. We got a lot of people on the line that's listening to us, and that's cool, you know what I mean? But it's even better when you participate, you know what I mean? It's always fun when you participate. So if you want to make a comment, anything you heard, anything you want to say, press 1. You want to dig into the grab bag, you want to answer a topic, you know what I mean? We still got an hour left. We still got an hour left of the show. We're going to take a quick break real fast. Let me see if I got this everything queued up right. Wow, that was different right there. It was nice. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast. Ooh, we had the Jackson family out here. How y'all feel about that?
When they say she get it from her mama, I'ma say you talk around your body. Cause I'm polite, don't be in the hall, but God, tell me, is you down? Cause I'm trying to go good tonight. All that you said to write, I just wanna live in a fantasy. I think we deserve it right. How about a memory I've ever made in my life? Permitted ecstasy. Ladies of 10 to 9. Living inside a dream. Play with the love of all. I put that on my mama, on my hood. I look fly, I look good. You can't touch my back.
Welcome, welcome back. I gotta call somebody to the show again. They got disconnected. One second, everybody. Man, I enjoyed having my family out here. My older brother, my older sister. That was a first. Look, I see. Listen, this is something we gotta. We got so many people. We got so many people on the phone lines. So there's so many numbers that I can't even see them all. Like, and people just listening to me, and nobody don't want to press one. Join the show. Press one. Join the show. Why not? Dig into the grab bag. Say something about something about something. Hold on. Somebody press one.
Yo, girl.
0672, you live.
What's going on, Jay?
This is Gigi?
Yes, it is.
Hey, what's up, Gigi?
Going on?
Nothing much. We just sitting here politicking.
I missed the first half, you know, I'm doing my domestic violence work. So I missed your first half.
Yeah. Oh, it was pretty good. I had my sister, but she's still on, and I had my one of my older
hey,
brothers
Lisa.
On, and we just was.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Oh, we got the two single older women on. But look, hold on, Miss Gigi, one second. I'm trying to see something. 7903.
That's Rich.
Oh, okay. Now that's good. Rich, hey, what's going on, Rich?
How's it going, Ray?
Okay. So we got Richard on. And you 78, right, Rich? 79.
All right.
Wow.
79
Gigi,
and one.
You how old? How old are you?
57.
And Lisa, my sister, how old are you?
Come on now. You should know how old I am. I'm 64.
64, 57, and 79. And all
wow.
of y'all are single. Are all of y'all single?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a widow. I mean, if you want to say that.
Well, damn it, you single. Stop saying that, widow.
She's single. She's single.
Who said that?
Nas.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm single,
okay.
but
Your
I, son not, by, you not
single.
By choice.
Now, know? Look, how old are you, Nas?
I'm 39.
39, 57. 78, 79, 69. 64,
I think she said. It's
64. But this the question I wanted to say. Rich, you 79, right?
Right.
This is an open conversation with everybody who lives. You 79 years old. And you single.
I'm gonna be 80 if you don't get to the question.
Who you say you're gonna be 80 if I don't hurry up? This guy, I'm telling you, this guy
you're
right here, I know him. He got more punchlines. He taught me so many punchlines. It ain't funny. But look, my question is, are you happy ending the rest of your life single? Because, I mean, you're 79. Let's be real.
Am I happy?
No.
Will
you be happy ending my life, your life and still being single?
Yeah, I guess so. If I was married, I would have been dead. I would have been dead 10 years ago.
I want to know for real. I want to know for real. Would you want to be in a relationship before before you leave here?
I've been in relationships, but I don't want to be one when I leave here. Because I'm happier now without a relationship.
Really?
The one I was killing me softly.
Huh?
The relationship I was in was killing me softly. So,
wow, that's
I'd be better off.
That's, wait a minute. Let me put my thinking cap on. One second. I gotta think about this. The relationship you was in was killing you. So you okay leaving this earth being single?
I don't plan on leaving this earth anytime soon. Maybe something might happen.
Okay, I know. Yeah. But that's a good way to think. So you 79 and you still saying you don't plan on leaving no time soon. Hey, Lisa, so that's a good thing. Because, you know, my sister always saying, Rich, that she's 63 or 64. I don't know how old she is. But she always telling me it's over for her. It's over. Now, Rich, tell her you 79 and you saying it's not over. She's 64 and talking about it's over for her. That's not true, right?
Well, it's for each individual person. Everybody's not the same. It's over for me,
so
too.
So you're trying to say it could be over for her at 64?
Could be over for anybody.
You wasn't supposed to say that. You spelled a piggyback. I'm trying to give my sister some for faith here. It's going to help me out.
What if it backfires and she'll come looking for you?
What?
What if it backfires and she might come looking for you? You told me it was going to be all right.
There's no way in the world that my sister could be 64 years old and live the rest of her life being alone by herself. It's no way possible. And that she could be happy. It's impossible.
Well, if you have good friends around you and good relatives, you don't need one particular individual.
They can't cuddle with you at night. They can't cuddle with you at night. They can't keep you warm at night.
Cool. I just grab onto that stuff. And I'm warm.
Jay Joy, can I chime in on that?
Joy, you got the floor.
First of all, Lisa, I'm great. I got your back, sister. Your brother over here talking crazy. It's a difference when she says it's over. Don't mean that she's saying it's over as far as that. It's over with all the bullshit. So we are responsible for our own happiness. And if we can't be happy alone, how are we going to be happy with somebody?
There you go.
You 57
years old. I'm 57,
and
I'm real happy by
right?
myself. Huh?
How long you been single? How long you been alone?
5 years.
We talking like adults right now. So
yeah,
you're 57, but you've been alone 5 years, right?
Yep.
But you got somebody to come over and tune you up every now and then too, don't you?
Not
Keep
at
it
all.
Real.
I'm keeping it real.
Huh?
You know why? Because when we get
you don't
to
got
that
nobody
point at this
come
age,
over and, you don't got nobody to come over and blow your pipes out every now and then?
First of all, they not coming to my house and blow nothing out. Okay? But it comes a point in your life when it's not even about that anymore. It's about your peace of mind, happiness, and being content. And happy. Now, that's all by choice. because when I decide that that person that I want to give it to, it's going to be worth me giving it to them. I ain't got time for this little, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I don't need a relationship where I'm ready to get married unless there's somebody to come that my way and it, you know, goes that way. But it's not worth
it's
it nowadays. It's not.
It's no way you haven't had an orgasm in 5 years. There's no way.
No, I didn't say I ain't had no orgasm now. I didn't say I didn't have an orgasm, but I don't need a man to do that.
What's the name of that toy?
His name is Roscoe. Most people know him as Rose, but me and Rose ain't got nothing in common. But Roscoe...
You call him Roscoe?
I clean him up, put him away. I ain't got to talk to him. I ain't got to feed him. I ain't got to cuddle with him. Hey, it's hot.
Damn, why you going to call him Roscoe, though? That's a thug, Roscoe. Like, damn, sound like a thug name.
Hey, that's what I might want.
Why you ain't call him Keith or Ronald or some shit? You call him
Keith is boring.
He call him Roscoe, Richard. Okay. Lisa.
Yeah.
You got toys too? You got a Roscoe too?
I got toys, but I don't play with them.
But Lisa, girl, you better let them start playing with you.
I don't like pleasuring myself.
Oh, you want a man to do it?
Why would a man? I don't want to get my hand all tired pleasuring myself.
Yeah,
girl,
man,
your hand don't get tired.
Roscoe. She said Roscoe.
Your hand don't get tired. Your hands be free. I'm on cruise control. I ain't doing no whole bunch of work.
I have nothing against people that do it, but it just never was for me. You know, I just never got there with that.
So
but,
I have tried it a couple times, and
it kind of knocked me out. But I mean, yeah, but it's just not my thing though. But I mean, I have nothing bad to say about it.
It knocked you out.
Roscoe only come into play. What'd you say, Lisa?
I told him to leave it alone.
Yeah, because he's trying to go somewhere else with that. That doesn't always have
Richard.
To be in come play because ain't nothing like a man pleasuring you.
No, but see,
Richard.
I want to tell you something, the both of y'all. What I mean about being over is that I should date, right? But it seems to me that men overlook older women, and they're so fixed on younger women that they don't even see the essence of something, a fine, you know, refine older women.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like they overlook us and they want to see all kind of stuff, but I feel that they losing out because, let me tell you, an older man and an older woman is the most beautiful thing because, first of all, you both lived. You know what I mean? You seen how life is, and at least when you sit down, you have things in common. And you both should be at the same thing in life that, you know, you retired or you're enjoying yourself. But to me, it looks like it's just a losing battle that, they don't want to look at you unless you got to be a certain, you know, way. But for us to get to where we are at now, it took living. See, that's what I realized. That we live. So the way you see us is because you live. We cannot look like we did when we was 40, 30, and 20. But we can have the mentality because we remember and we walked in those shoes at one time. So if we was a fun-loving person back then, we're still that same person. But everybody want to be like my brothers that said, oh, aggressive, domineering, whatever. But that was us when we were young.
You know what, Lisa? You're absolutely right. When I said the over the bullshit, I said it in the, you know, be over the bullshit. Over the fact that you want me to be this something that you seen in a magazine, I tell them what you see is what you get. Because that lets me know that you only into one thing. Because we got a mind more than better than anything. Before anybody can, a man can touch my body, he got to make love to my mind. I got to be able to have conversation with him up and out the bedroom when things don't work no more. Because everybody, when you get older, you go through that where it don't work the way it used to. And you have an understanding of that when you're dealing and have lived.
But look.
That's why I said.
But hold on. Richard. Hey, Richard.
Uh-oh. I knew you were calling me.
Hey, Rich, you 79 years old, right?
Yep.
So if you was dating or whatever, would you be looking for a 79-year-old woman?
Hell no. Maybe
78. Nah, you would be looking for a 58. You keep it real. You would be looking for a 58. And look, and Sharon.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's all right.
Would you be looking for a 78-year-old man, 79-year-old man? No, right?
No.
Okay, Lisa, you be looking for a 79-year-old man?
You know what? I'm not looking for anything, first of all.
It doesn't matter about
you know what,
age,
at this age,
because
I'm still a little bit vibrant, and things work just fine.
Yeah, because
but it
like
depends
said,
on the person and the conversation. You never can say what you'll go for. You can't say that. Am I looking for an older man? No,
yeah.
But if that's what comes and attracts me, and we have in common the same things. And what to say? Then who's to say what's wrong with it?
There you go.
But I feel that like it doesn't matter about far as age wise because
age, not at all.
The main thing like okay, Richard, I don't mean to say anything about like men, but like women besides maybe our knees or maybe our heart or whatever. That the thing down there don't never nothing happen to it. But see, guys got to be real about themselves. Your organ don't work the way it did younger. You know what I mean? Like we might have to wait for you
or
whatever.
Watch it now.
But for real, I'm serious. Men don't really be real with themselves about their sexual. Now some men could go just like when they were young, but it's not a big majority. But with a woman, it's not stopping them because it's an organ that nothing happens to. You know what I mean? We might have to get something taken out of it, but it's still there. We don't have to get it enlarged or it has to get blood flow or whatever. But older men need to realize that why don't you want to be with a woman that understands that and it could be in another level? Because when you get with somebody young, you remember when you was young, which you can go all night or you could do whatever. 79, 78, 60. If you lucky if you get one time, ask my brother.
Hey, Rich.
They call me the organist.
Okay.
Hey, Rich.
So you still playing the piano?
I'm playing the organ in church.
he played the organ in the church. He played the organ in the church.
Okay.
The only organ that works. Gotta eat me.
He used to always tell me he played the organ in the church and everything. You know, he do it for free too.
Well, that's a good man, because guess what? He understands the assignment.
Yeah.
Who does it for free?
You.
No way.
No, he get a monthly payment.
Every 2 weeks.
I was gonna say no, they get bi-weekly.
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Every 2 weeks.
But my question: would you play for free?
Nope. I can't afford to do it for free. I wear myself out.
Do it for God. Do it for God, Richard. Do it for God.
God pays me. God rewards me.
Hey, look, if something didn't go to you, it will all go to the minister, so you might as well get some.
Well, he doesn't get it all either.
Well, we don't ever know that because they never tell us.
No, they tell us in our church. They print out a whole
thing.
Well,
I don't know. At my church, they tell us as well. And my pastors and my bishop both work.
Yeah,
okay, so
yeah,
where do it
yeah.
go? I would like to know where do it go.
Well, in my church, I see the progress and see where money goes. When I come in their church and things is looking right and they're not asking for extra money from the congregation, you know, you pay your tithes and you give your free will offering. They don't ask for nothing extra.
Yeah, but what does it
unless
go?
Unless there's a fundraiser, something that we doing for the kids or something, you know, other than that, no, they don't.
Okay, so where do it go? Where do it go?
It goes back into the church. It goes to run the church. The lights, those bills and stuff got to be paid.
Okay, the lights is on twice a week. So, okay, how much is that going to add up to?
Well, no, not when you have other things going on.
I don't know, 10% is a lot from a lot of the members. We have another show, my brother.
That'll be another topic. Well, you know what? Some church, I'm going to say this and we can be done with that. Now, you got some churches that every time you turn around, they want the building fund, the fire fund, the this fund and that fund and this organization, that organization.
I belonged to
one of those churches at one time. The church I go to now, it's not like that.
Yeah.
In my church,
all of y'all go to church. That's amazing that everybody older and everybody single and everybody go to church.
Well, I've been going to church all my life, and me going to church and being older, I'm single by choice.
Same here.
I think love is coming your way, though. For real.
It may be. And when it comes, I'm not going to shut the door on it, but I'll know it when it comes. But the rest of it, I ain't got time for it, so why play with it? You win, I forfeit that game.
Would you get married at your age now?
Sure, if the right man came along.
Richard, would you get married?
Yeah, if the right woman came along.
Lisa, would you get married again?
No, I'm not sharing my Social Security with nobody.
I know that's right.
Actually, I want to share my
She's been married twice already.
I got married 20 times.
I've been married 20 times?
20 times.
To the same woman in the backyard when I was a kid.
Okay. Well, as long as it was the same woman.
I was the preacher, the town player, the best man.
I like when it's like people from different ages and we get different, you know, it's nobody right and nobody wrong. It's only
different opinions.
Conversations. I like when we get different ages and different opinions and stuff like that. I don't know.
Let me
relationships
thing,
and stuff like that. Huh?
Jayshon, let me add one thing.
Yes.
I've been watching my brothers all my life with their marriages and their kids. The kids are fantastic, but the marriages are ridiculous. They're just there because of, you know, just because they're there because of the kids. That's a bad answer. I see no real love between the wives and the husbands of my brothers.
Oh, man. Yes. Say it. Wait a minute. Hold on. The man of my caliber. It's no real love. You said my brothers, and you said no real love, right?
I don't want to get into those situations. And
that's what I be trying to tell people. That's what
brother
I'm trying to tell people.
My name is Mr.
I'm Mr. Fuck Love. I just don't say it lately. But everybody.
You know what? But that doesn't
love,
go for
all,
everybody.
All relationships is not they right nowadays. It's not real. Love is not
well,
real.
Well, nowadays. That means, you know what, it's not real like that and they staying together for the kids' sake, it's to me it's ludicrous because you're doing more damage to them children than you would just co-parenting. I'm the type of woman, all you got to do is show me that you don't want to be bothered with me and I get the hell on. You ain't got to go because I'm gone. But not all women are like that. I've never been one to stay in a relationship that I know. No. Where we argue and bickering.
But look,
Gigi.
But Gigi, you 57,
yes.
Right?
Mhm.
So if you meet a man, right, is you cooking every day?
I still cook every day.
And I'm is you giving him? Is you satisfying him sexually any way he wants?
If I had a man, yes, I definitely would. Why? I ain't gonna have to. My man ain't gonna have to go cheat. If he want another girl, I go get another wig. What you want to name her, baby? Because when you take care of what you're supposed to take care of at home, you don't even worry about all that. No.
That's true.
You said if you want another woman, you're going to. You said if you want another woman, you're going to get another wig.
Hell yeah. What you want her name to be? Role play is a lot. It keeps things going.
Oh, man. That was a good
one. You know
what?
Just like you guys get bored and they say, why do men cheat? Why do women cheat? But if you brought some excitement and you made it, you know, okay, you want because, you know, some people get tired of the same thing all the time. Not everybody, but if you keep it interesting, hell, I ain't got to be the same girl to come to bed every night, baby. What you want tonight?
I'm telling you, look, the last marriage I had, I've never been true to nobody in my life. But the last marriage I had, the one I just got out of in 2017, I was true for 7 years. I never cheated for 7 years out of 8. And the reason I never cheated was because of what you just saying now. She was a lady in the street. She was a lady in the street, but my feet under the street, under the sheets.
Under the sheets. You know what? My grandmother, my father's mother, who had 11 children. She had 10 boys and 1 girl. And I learned from a little girl, didn't know what she was talking about, but from a little girl, she always would say to my cousins, my older cousins, if you keep him satisfied at home, you ain't got to ever worry about him being gone. And being gone meaning he coming home. Women get upset if their husbands go out and go to the strip club. Baby, go on and get him ready for me so I ain't got to do so much work when he get here.
Right.
That's a good one. I like that.
Now, as long as you know your there's boundaries. Why? Because he know what he got at home. He know he don't have to go over here because he ain't going to get that at home. Most men are not fed at home the thing, all the things they like to eat.
True.
If you feed your man at home, why he got to go out in the street? Now, there's some men, it don't matter what you do. They just that's just what they going to do. And mm-hmm. Two, they realize, ain't nobody going to keep putting up with that. You know, that's someone that keeps saying, oh, she ain't going nowhere. And then when he look around and she gone, he the one blowing up the phone, stalking and all that crazy stuff.
That's true.
I learned, like I said, I had, my father had 9 brothers and my mother had 4. So I know, I was taught with men teaching me how a woman is supposed to be treated. I was also watching and seeing what they did for the women that carried themselves in that manner.
Right, right.
We teach people how to treat us. And we show them who we are and what our standards are by the way that we communicate, how they, what they see. You can talk all you want us to talk, but just think about it. Each time you married that woman, because it wasn't because you couldn't, you know, have nobody else, because it was, she was satisfying what you needed.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
and a
true.
Lot of times it falls apart because people fail to communicate. And they forget when they come into it. I've always been this type in every relationship I've had since I've had relationships. What you expect of me and what I expect of you. So now you can't be mad at, why be mad at a cheater for cheating? Why be mad at a manipulator for manipulating? When people show you who they are, you got to believe them.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, people spend too much time being angry with people that they already knew who they were. Or they've showed them in some aspect or some time who they are. Why are you going to be upset because somebody's being who they are?
Right.
I don't get upset
That's
with
true.
You. I get the hell on away from you. Grandma also
That's
always
true.
Told me, be able to take care of yourself. Don't no man want no begging woman. Anytime you turn around, she needs something. Don't no man want no woman like that, just like don't no woman want no begging man. I don't know about today. These girls today, simple. I want to just smack them. Because they got you guys thinking that $40 will do it.
But, you know, for me, it wasn't never, like, sexual. To me, it was
And that's when I,
like,
yeah, that goes to,
it
that's
like,
when I
it
said you
like
got to make money,
men,
my, make love to my mind before you can do it to my body. Yes.
No, it just seemed like to me that mostly men, I have to speak about men now, but
okay,
it seemed like the men that I was married to, they was too locked on doing them. You know what I mean? Like they get in a relationship with you, and they still wanna be with their friends, or they still wanna do drugs, or get high, or drink, or they wanna blow their money, or you know, just to me, it never was a together thing. You know, like you
well,
get married.
Well, it was never. Okay, sorry. But if it wasn't never that in the beginning, how can you be upset with somebody that just continue to be who they are?
No, the thing is, when you date and, like you said, they
show you their best.
They
show you their best when they date.
That's right. And then sometimes you say, I do, before you do find out, like you said, who they truly are.
But that's when you got to do your homework. I'm a chick like this. If I feel like we vibing, and we getting ready to do this, I do my homework. And when I say that, I do my homework, I pay attention to their friends. I may not say nothing, but I pay attention. Because when you pay attention to the company they keep, will tell you a lot about who they are.
That's true.
But, you know, now it's different for us because it's more opened up now. Like, but when, like, I'm a little older than you, but I mean, back in the day, it was different. I'm not gonna say rules, but men and women were different when it came to relationships. It's not like now, like you could just go into it and be like, oh, no, I'm out of here. Oh no, they doing this or they doing that. We were more blind to. We was more blind to the way it was gonna be in life. Like, we got feelings for each other. We thought we was, I guess, compatible or we had something in common, and we moved forward. And before you know, you start having kids, and then. Then you start realizing that something really wasn't right, but you know you was already there. You know what I mean? So like the gentleman said, then you be like, oh well, I don't want to mess with the kids, or you know, I don't want your parents to say something or whatever. So you stayed a little longer than what you should have stayed because it's not like now. Like now. People just go, you know what I mean? Like, but back then, women wasn't really like leaving back then. I know I stayed a lot of times too long.
No, a lot of times the women stayed and put up with a whole lot of things because they didn't know no better. They ain't know no different.
Yeah.
Most of the women that stayed and knew no better, they were kids themselves when they got married. Because they were forced to get married. It was never no love there. They had whatever they had going on. She got pregnant, and they were forced to get married.
Yeah.
I didn't know you knew my brother.
Excuse me?
I didn't know you knew my brother.
Oh, okay. You know, no, but not just your brother. There's just so many relationships. And the 50s, the 60s, the 70s that were forced. Yeah. So they never, you know, and that's all they knew. Because you got to think about it. Most of them women were not over, 14, 15, 16 years old having babies.
Plus it was a silent relationship back then. You graduated.
It was you know what? A lot of it was incest.
Yeah.
It wasn't outside people. It was incest. But then they got them an outside person, you know, to fill that menace. Sometimes it was just them trying to get away. You know, some of these guys got some real good, sweet stories. I just was blessed that I was brought up around so many men. So I got to see a lot of different sides because I was spoiled, so I stayed up under my daddy and my grandfather. And I got to see how they operated.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, a man can't come and pull no wool over my eyes, tell me no bullshit, but there's a lot of women that wasn't fortunate enough to have what I had. And then when I got old enough and I started dating, my uncles, my daddy, my grandfather, they pulled me to the side. Yo, this is how you conduct yourself as a young lady. Because I don't care what you do in the street, my grandmother's saying, don't let it come back to my doorstep. My grandfather was the first one that told me, you always a lady first. You don't go in no bar if you ain't got your own money. You don't accept no drinks unless you can send one back. And you don't have no man standing up in your face all night long because he bought a drink.
Right.
Wow.
So they showing you, I'm saying, you can contest it. It's just a little bit of, but even when I was, you know, coming up there and run, I stand strong and who I am, because I always know, not everybody know that, but it was my structure and my upbringing on both sides as far as being grounded in the church, and then seeing over here where, you know, some of my family with kingpins, pimps, whatever.
Yeah.
And at that time, a lot of stuff attracted me. So I used to just sit back and watch.
Same here.
And I watched how they operated and how men treated them opposed to how I was going to be, because you wasn't going to treat me that way. I was going to walk in the room and all heads was going to turn, but you wasn't going to buy me no drink and stand in my face, because when you bought me one, I bought you a double. And not that I had to, but I'm letting you know I can hold my own.
Right, right, right.
It's not, you know, that's another reason why I'm single, because I won't settle.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I guess, like you said, I've been single for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't never met anybody that treated me as good as I treat myself. So
there you go.
You know what I mean? Like, I go to work, I come home, and I do me. And yes, like I was telling my brother, sometimes you feel like you would like to have company or someone to talk to. But I don't think I would ever want nobody just here every day. You know, like. I'm okay being by myself.
I love my peace and quiet. That's why I said if I meet someone, you not, first of all, we going to get to know each other. And what can we put together and bring to the table? See, a lot of people be so worried about what can you bring to the table? What he got to bring? No, what can y'all pull together and build together? Now, you can't come to me as no bum. I've been retired since I was 42, and you know, I got sick, but I was able to retire when I retired. Because I worked the hell. I worked to be able to get to that age, because I always said I was never going to be one of the people that retire at an old age in the next month after retirement. I die and my money go back to the government. I don't want for nothing. I don't ask for nothing, and thank only because of God. When my bills is more than what I even get a month, but I don't miss a payment, ain't never been late, and got credit on every bill I got. And I'm not bragging, but I'm telling you, when you trust and do what you're supposed to do, your blessing's going to come.
Amen.
Yes, that's true. Yo,
and
look,
that's because
you're
living, yeah.
Look, I gotta make a nap, because at 10 o'clock we lose a lot of people that's on the links. If the people that's on the links, I don't know, but if you want to call in, because at 10 o'clock I know sometimes they cut off the people on the links, and you have to be on the phone lines to continue the show. We're going to take one more quick break, and then I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to close out the show. I'll give everybody a final statement. It's been a different kind of show tonight, but, I mean, it's been a good show.
I
want to
make my
– different kind
man,
of show.
I want to do my final statement now. I want to thank both of you, the gentleman and your young lady. I had to be
Gigi,
work at 6 in the morning.
Angel,
Gigi.
Lisa, sorry.
Oh, nice hearing from you again. I had to be to work by 5 tomorrow, so I'm gonna close out, bro. But you know, I'll talk to you in the morning. Everyone have a beautiful weekend and be safe.
And you do the same.
You. Okay.
Much love, love you all, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
That's right. We're gonna take one more quick break, and then we're gonna come back and give some final statements before we close out. But once again, you know what I mean. I would tell everybody, if you want to feel like, you know, giving a donation, the Cash App is $JASH Jay, and it'd be appreciated. And we're gonna take one more quick break, and then we're gonna come back. I'm gonna give everybody some final statements, and I'm gonna give my final statements. It's been a good show, different, but good. It's always really enlightening and educational. That's what's important. And old for the older crowd. We don't got too many young people here, but if you at 10 o'clock, sometimes we lose some of the people. And if you want to make a comment, please press 1. We got so many people on the phone lines that's just listening. I mean, and that's cool too if that's what you want to do. But if you want to make a comment or speak about something you heard tonight, or give a shout out, or something going on good in your life you want to talk about, if something going on bad or whatever, you know, you might want to do, just press 1, and we'll bring you on live. We're going to take one more quick break, and then we'll be right back with Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast.
Seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder, thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear. So if you want some love, and I suggest you go back there where you came from. Day to day with you is always something else. Working my nerves, God knows that I don't deserve what you put me through. Cause I've been so true to you, for you to come at me with another lame excuse. See, I turned it off before. All of your lies, all of your sweet talk, baby this, baby that, but your lies ain't worth it yet. Now I believed in you. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. But your lies ain't working. Lies ain't working. Look who's hurting. Look who's hurting. What were you thinking? Bringing her into our home. In our bed. You must have fell and bumped your head. Messing up my messing up. And violating me. That's about to call my peace. And take it to the street. Nothing you can do. And there's nothing you can say. That could persuade me to stay with you another day. You have crossed the line to the point of no return. What to do from here on out? I am no longer concerned. See, not you think that's what you said to me. Your lies ain't working now. Look who's hurting now.
Thank you. Bye. Yeah, yeah, what's going on, people? I want to thank everybody for joining the show tonight. Jay Star, Andre, filling in for Jay Shaw, had a little technical problem, but as I said, man, it was a great show. I hope y'all enjoyed that show, and same time next week, and have a great week. God bless, and y'all have a good night.